It is November 22nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. CME Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy was interviewed by Danny Moses, Guy Adami, and Dan Nathan for the On the Tape podcast in an episode titled Cult of Personality with Terry Duffy of CME Group. FIA Inc. shows its leadership in many ways, supporting organizations that are making a difference for important issues of justice, equality, and fairness is one of them. An example of this is their support of the Black Talent Charter, an initiative aimed at improving the representation of talented Black professionals in the financial and professional services sectors in the UK and encouraging their progression to senior positions. Since its launch in 2020, the Black Talent Charter has galvanized support from some of the biggest names in the city. You can read more about the charter and sign up for it with a link in today's newsletter. Finally, there is a story that gets to the center of how Sam Bankman-Fried was able to pull off the FTX caper. The story is from the Financial Times, and it is titled, Sam Bankman-Fried and the Power of Dressing Badly. Looking attractive matters a lot less for political or professional purposes than telling your story. Of course, the FT was not the only paper to pick up on this. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, In Sam Bankman-Fried's T-shirts, a soured sign of charm, the FTX founder embodied Silicon Valley's disheveled exec trope better than anyone. But as his crypto empire collapses, it all looks messier. Coinbase's stock hit an all-time new low on Monday, down 10% on the day and down 30% for November, according to CoinDesk. Certainly, the FTX black hole saga has something to do with this, as investors are choosing to go cold storage rather than hold assets on Coinbase. I can remember when a mixer was something you added to bourbon, gin, or vodka to make a drink, or perhaps a drum to mix cement. Today, a mixer is a crypto platform used to launder money and to enable users to exchange cryptocurrencies with relative anonymity. The Wall Street Journal has the story titled, Treasury Warns Crypto Industry of Money Laundering Risks in Mixers. Senior official says sector needs to fall in line with anti-money laundering and sanctions regulations to prevent these platforms from being abused. Ryan Wells is now head of business communications for BNY Mellon. Wells most recently was head of growth communications for Splunk, but spent 9 years with NASDAQ, leaving as managing director of communications. John Caron, the former president and CEO of the Chicago Stock Exchange, is now the chief operating officer of IVEX LLC. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video from FIA Expo. Cboe Digital, the rebranded Aris X, leads with a familiar model. John Palmer is the head of Cboe Digital, the rebranded Aris X. JLN caught up with Palmer at the recent FIA Expo 2022 in Chicago to ask him about Cboe Digital and the general state of the crypto markets and industry, which were rocked by the implosion of FTX and related companies. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, DraftKings tumbles on report of unauthorized money withdrawals. Sports betting giant says no evidence systems were breached. Company says less than $300,000 in funds were affected. DraftKings Inc. tumbled on Monday after some customers reported that their accounts were compromised and money was withdrawn. The company believes customers' login information was compromised on other websites than used to access their DraftKings accounts. DraftKings co-founder Paul Lieberman said in a statement, "My comment, is this the start of a trend for gambling sites?" Here's a story from Ars Technica. Amazon Alexa is a, quote, colossal failure, unquote, on pace to lose $10 billion this year. Amazon is going through the biggest layoffs in the company's history right now, with a plan to eliminate some 10,000 jobs. One of the areas hit hardest is the Amazon Alexa voice assistant unit, which is apparently falling out of favor at the e-commerce giant. That's according to a report from Business Insider, which details the swift downfall of the voice assistant and Amazon's larger hardware division. Alexa has been around for 10 years and has been a trailblazing voice assistant that has been copied quite a bit by Google and Apple. Alexa never managed to create an ongoing revenue stream, though, so Alexa doesn't really make any money. My comment, Alexa, where did my $10 billion go? Alexa, I don't have an answer for that. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Want to know where crypto is headed? Remember 2008. The repercussions won't be as dire as those of the financial crisis, but a comparison offers insight into what comes next. This is by Bill Dudley. History may not repeat, but it certainly rhymes. Although the repercussions of the carnage in crypto markets won't be as broad or dire as those of the 2008 financial crisis, the parallels between the two episodes offer insights into what went wrong and what's likely to come. All financial manias have some features in common. Strong beliefs feed into self-reinforcing feedback loops. My comment, Bill Dudley, do it right. Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times. Column, how Sam Bankman-Fried exploited the effective altruism fad to get rich and con the world. The most uplifting aspect of the Sam Bankman-Fried story was always that he guided his way to a putative cryptocurrency fortune of more than $16 billion by following a philosophy of charitable giving known as effective altruism. Interviewers were dazzled by Bankman-Fried's account of the epiphany he experienced over a lunch with Will MacAskill around the time he was graduating from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. My comment, Sam Bankman-Fried's effective altruism says earn to give. My effective altruism says giving of yourself is the richest gift you can give. As I wrote several years ago, and put into this podcast, which you can listen here with a link in the newsletter, one of the richest men I knew did not have a big house and fancy car, but was rich because he gave of his time, his talents, and his knowledge, and he never stopped giving. I believe in doing the most good, not earning the most dollars. The biggest impact does not have to have a dollar sign attached. That is effective altruism. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was John Lothian's, that's me, remembrance of his mother, that's my mother, Marjorie Jane Nylands Lothian, who died at the age of 92 on November 15th. Tied for second place were the obituary for David Lehrman from Salerno Funeral Home and Cigars, Booze, Money, How a Lobbying Blitz Made Sports Betting Ubiquitous from the New York Times, and Stephen Deal, Crypto is the Commoditization of Populist Anger, Gambling, and Crime from the Financial Times. Tied for third were FTX says top 50 creditors are owed $3.1 billion from the Wall Street Journal and Chuck Mackey's News from the Futures, FIA Expo 2022 recap via Medium. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, what to expect as FTX debuts biggest crypto Chapter 11 in court. FTX's new management will use a bankruptcy court hearing Tuesday to bring the largest crypto failure in history into focus. FTX is expected to make its debut appearance Tuesday in Delaware Bankruptcy Court, where its new management is expected to recount events leading up to the cryptocurrency platform's sudden collapse and explain the steps it has since taken to secure customer funds and other assets. FTX's lawyers are advancing an unprecedented Chapter 11 case marked already by allegations of major failures against its former leadership and a budding jurisdictional dispute with the government of the Bahamas, where the firm's inner circle ran its doomed crypto operation. The next story is also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline. Ethics Watchdog Group seeks probe into oversight over officials' stock trading conflicts. Campaign Legal Center files complaint with federal agencies following Wall Street Journal series. A nonpartisan group that monitors government ethics filed a series of legal complaints alleging the federal government is failing to adequately enforce conflict of interest rules. The Campaign Legal Center called on the executive branch agency that oversees ethics rules to investigate what it calls deficiencies in enforcement at several agencies. The group also requested that the internal investigators at four federal agencies examine whether their ethics programs complied with federal rules. The legal filings were prompted by a series of articles in the Wall Street Journal revealing that thousands of federal employees at 50 federal agencies held stock in companies that were regulated by the agencies where those employees worked. And then the third story is from the Financial Times. The headline, hedge funds left with billions stranded at FTX. Crypto asset managers face long wait for the return of their assets. Hedge funds have billions of dollars stuck on failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX and could face years of waiting to recover anything at all from a marketplace they once believed to be one of the industry's most reliable bets. In a situation reminiscent of Lehman Brothers in 2008, which left billions of dollars of hedge fund assets trapped for years, investors who traded on the Bahamas-based exchange have found themselves among the thousands of creditors in a highly complex bankruptcy. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.